All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis, and welcome back to our third and final part of the great ranking of Oasis songs as voted by you, the listeners of the Oasis Podcast, or well, the ones that followed me on Twitter anyway. Just to remind you that today we're going to be doing the top 50. The previous two parts have done the remaining sort of 90 or so songs below this, and we're up to the top 50 now. And these have been voted by you guys when I've posted them on Twitter as part of the Oasis A to Z. We always post them on there, get you to vote. And a few months back, because it looked like polls were being taken away for normal people, and it was going to be only for people with like blue ticks or whatever that's called now in the X world, not Twitter. So I sort of spammed them all through and got you to vote on all the other ones, even the ones that we haven't yet covered on A to Z. So it was a bit annoying, but now what it does mean is that we have this list of all the Oasis songs. And what I've done is, based on your votes, I've then made that into a score out of 5. So without any further ado, let's crack on. And at number 50, we have The Shock of the Lightning. Lead single from Dig Out Your Soul. You guys gave it a 4.04 average. I had it similar ranking. I had it at number 57, so a little bit higher than I had it. But yeah, I really like that tune. Really banging kind of rocker that pelts along at a really good pace. Brilliant drum solo. Great track. Number 49, we have The Hindu Times. Another lead single, this time lead single from 2002's Healing Chemistry. You guys gave it slightly half, 4.05. Once again, I had it a little bit lower as well. I had it at 65. But yeah, again, it's another great tune. It's a great rock tune. I actually prefer the demo version. I think the lyrics are a bit better in the demo. I was really excited for it. You see it in the tour bus videos that were released. You can see them sort of rocking along to it, and it's really cool. So I was excited to hear the demo version, and I do think it's better, actually. I think a lot of Noel's demos have got that sort of funkier feel. The Hindu Times, I still think, is a great track. Greatly in vocal, and yes, it is a bit of a rip-off of Same Size Feet by the Stereophonics, but we're okay with that. Uh, 48, we have Songbird, 4.06 out of 5. I gave that, I put it at 86, so quite significantly lower. I know a lot of people really love this track, and I suppose, you know, that's why it's averaging 4 here, or just over 4. Personally, yeah, I probably wouldn't put it at that high. I put it at 3 or a 3.5. I think it's a very, very simple and basic song. And while I know it is quite sweet, and I know a lot of people really like it, because it is so simple and sweet, for me it's sort of lacking a bit. But yeah, I do. I don't mind it. It's always a fun one to listen to. I just think it's a very, very basic. But yeah, you guys like it enough to have it here at number 48. 47, we have Roll It Over. Now, I'd be interested to know whether or not, if we'd done this vote 3 years ago, whether that'd be the case. But yeah, now that Liam sort of brought it back out again as part of his live shows since last summer, yeah, maybe that's given it a bit of a boost. But yeah, so it's scoring 4.08 out of 5. I had it quite a bit higher. I had it 31. I've always really liked it as a closing track on Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. I've always enjoyed it. I love the backing vocals. I love the way it builds and the chorus and everything. It's really Pink Floyd-y. So yeah, I love that track. I had it quite a bit higher at 31. You guys had it at 47. 46, we have Go Let It Out, lead track from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, 4.09. I had it about here, I had it at 45, so pretty much the same. Yeah, really enjoyed it when it came out, thought it was really cool. I did it not too long ago on the Oasis A to Z, and the point I made on that was it came out around the same time as Going Out by Supergrass. And I always preferred Going Out by Supergrass. So I've always kind of linked the two together. So yeah, I think it is a really good tune, but maybe a little bit lacking, a little bit derivative with all the Mellotron and everything, that sort of Strawberry Fields kind of sound. So yeah, cool one. But yeah, not one of my favourites, but there we go. Next up at 45, we have Be Here Now, the song. I had it quite a lot lower. I had it at 95. It's never been one of my favourites. 4.1 out of 5. Yeah, this is one I remember hearing for the first time because it was that moment I've talked about before where I came back from holiday and my mates had recorded the sort of the Radio 1 session where they played a bunch of Be Here Now tracks. And this is one they played. And I was disappointed by it. I just thought, oh, okay. I was, you know, I loved All Around the World. I loved Don't Go Away. And they played this one. I said, oh, all right. It's just a bit ploddy and trudgy. And I didn't think it really went anywhere. But, you know, it is really good. It's sort of classic Oasis sounding. It's quite status quo-y, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, really. So it's a decent enough song. Maybe it lacks a chorus. But, yeah, decent song. I've got it at 95. You guys have it at 45. Okay, next up at 44, we have It's Good to Be Free. B-side from Whatever. 4.13 out of 5. I had this quite a bit higher. I had it at 22. And I've always loved this one. This is a really great, very special song. And it's in that interesting period after Definitely Maybe, but before Morning Glory, when there was just this sort of slightly different. You've still got Tony McCarroll on drums, and but it's not the Definitely Maybe sessions. It was just a strange... The tracks that are recorded in this time are just a little bit different. And yeah, there's something really dark and moody and interesting about this track. The way Liam sings it is fantastic. You know, obviously Noel then brought it back later and has done it live on the acoustic shows and things. So it just really demonstrates what a great track it was when it sort of played acoustically. But yeah, I think it's fantastic. I've got it quite a bit higher at 22. You guys have it at 44. 43, we have Lila. We're getting through the lead singles from albums now. Lila, lead single from Don't Believe the Truth, 4.13. I've got it quite a bit lower. I've got it at 59. I remember when it came out, I was like, this is interesting. It's sort of got a weird sort of stompiness to it. And the sort of off-kilter rhythm in a couple of places sort of grabbed me. I thought it was interesting. But it's never one that I've loved. It's never one that I sort of choose to go back to, really. And I just think it's a decent later Oasis song. I know some people really love it. People name their kids after it. But yeah, it's not one that I gravitate towards particularly. So I've got it quite a bit lower at 59. You have it at 43. 42, I have one that I absolutely love. I have at number 23. You guys have got it at 42. My Big Mouth. Second track on Be Here Now, after Do You Know What I Mean? And so I kind of count it as the first track, because you don't really count Do You Know What I Mean? That sort of feels to me like a separate thing. And it's like, right, get that out of the way. Now it's time for the album, which is My Big Mouth. 4.14 out of 5. I absolutely love this. I think it's like the best produced song ever. I love it. It's just all the guitars, the way Liam sings it, the production, even on the like the production on the backing vocals and echoiness on the vocals and stuff. I just think it's like, it's just an absolute masterpiece, really. I love it. It's one of my absolute favorites. 23, I've got it. Although, you know, I'm quite surprised actually. I think I might have a little bit higher than that, but yeah, I've got it at 23. You guys have it a little bit lower at 42. At 41, we have She's Electric from Morning Glory, 4.16 out of 5. 46, I had it at, so I've got it a little bit lower, but not significantly different. I think it's a classic kind of 4 out of 10 song. It's really good, really fun. I can see why people kind of, when people that have been fans of the first album, this was a perfect example of a song that came along and they sort of thought, whoa, hold on, this isn't the Oasis that we wanted, because it's quite silly and it's quite kind of jaunty. It's got that kind of very Beatlesy feel. So I kind of get that this isn't now the dark sort of moody Oasis of Bring It On Down and things like that. But yeah, I still think it's a really great track, and it's such a sing-along classic. And I know when, I've seen that pop up on my feed that people do like miming videos at their wedding and things, and they do like get everyone to do lines from She's Electric. So I know this probably means a lot to a lot of people. But as I say, for me, it's just a really pleasant track. I choose not to skip, but it's not one of my favourites. Okay, into the top 40, and we have I Hope, I Think I Know, album track from Be Here Now, 4.17 out of 5. I had this a little bit lower, actually, at 56, which is surprising, because I do think it's absolutely brilliant. But yeah, it's one of those when you're in and around that area, very good, you know, is sort of, you know, you're going to have a lot of very good songs in and around there. Probably the most basic and straightforward of the Be Here Now tracks, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a fantastic song. I don't think, unlike a lot of the Be Here Now songs, I don't think it outstays its welcome. I think it's sort of interesting and dynamic all the way through. And I love the way the chorus ends when it goes, "Baby, after all, you'll never forget my name," because it feels to me like you should say, "You're my wonderwall." But yeah, I love it. I just think it's great. And it's one that I'll always happily stick on. It's like a car song. It's just a great song to have on the background while you're doing something, or you can still listen to it and try and pick out individual bits. I think it's fantastic. So yeah, great track. Number 40 for you, number 56 for me. All right, next up we have at 39, we have The Importance of Being Idle from Don't Believe the Truth, 4.17 out of 5. I had this a bit higher at 33. I think this is a really exceptional song. I think as a piece of art, I include the video in that as well, to be honest, because I think the video is great. I think it's like the drumming is fantastic. I think that the sort of the instrumentation, the way it's arranged, I think everything is brilliant about it. I think Noel's vocal is great. The lyrics are hilarious and interesting. So yeah, this is a real perfect example of when Noel wants to write a really good and interesting song. This is a great example of what he's able to come up with. So yeah, fantastic. At number 38, we have Little by Little, another one that Noel plays live. This is, of course, from the Healing Chemistry album, slightly higher at 4.18 out of 5. I had this quite a bit lower. I've got this at 83. And this is one that I was never a massive fan of. I think that, you know, Noel for me is best when he's doing sort of more introspective or clever lyrics, when he tries to, or a bit more specific and personal, when he tries to make big grand statements. I think he sometimes falls a bit flat, and I think that this is the problem with Little by Little. True perfection has to be imperfect, you know, and things like that. I just don't really think are that interesting. And as a song, I've always thought it was okay. It's never been one that I've sort of gravitated towards. Watching it live, actually, it's probably bumped up a few places for me because it really kicks off live. I mean, it's almost like it kicks off live because he's not going to give you anything else. You know, maybe if he played like five or six bangers from Definitely Maybe, then Little by Little wouldn't get that bigger reaction. But because when you've sort of sat through a set of quite laid back kind of High Flying Bird songs, then when he plays Little by Little, it's like a chance to jump up and down and sing along. But yeah, so I don't know. It is a good song, but it's just not that amazing to me. Number 37, we have All Around the World from Be Here Now, 4.2 out of 5. I had this pretty much exactly the same. I had it at one place lower at 38. Love All Around the World, fantastic song. What more do you need to say about it? It's epic. Yes, it's 9 minutes long, but that's absolutely fine. It's one that I don't tire of listening to. While it is 9 minutes long, it's 9 minutes of interesting stuff that changes all the time. Whereas something like, I don't know, Hey Now is like 6 minutes long, but to me, Hey Now feels longer than All Around the World because, you know, when you think it's about to end, then it sort of just goes back to a third verse, you know, and it's got quite a slow guitar solo that just does the sort of, you know, quite slow basic playing. Whereas something like All Around the World, it just keeps changing and key changes and another solo, but it's a different solo and then a different na-na-na and a different na-na-na, and it's always different. So to me, it's 9 minutes, but it doesn't feel like 9 minutes. You know, I think it's great. I think 38. You guys had 37. 36, we have Head Shrinker. Once again, we're pretty much in agreement. I had it at 34. What an epic track. Like I was saying earlier about It's Good to Be Free. This is in this interesting period between Definitely Maybe A Morning Glory before Tony left. So we've still got this kind of Tony sort of quite punky drumming. And it's after those sessions, but it's before that sort of period in Wales when they recorded Morning Glory. So it's just a bit different, a bit interesting. And I love this era, Oasis. All the songs recorded in that period, I think, are fantastic. And and this is great. This absolutely kicks ass. It's probably one of Oasis' most kind of punky, aggressive moments. The production on Liam's vocal is brilliant. I love the way he delivers it all. So absolute classic. I had it at 34. You had it at 36. 35, we have I Am the Walrus, 4.25 out of 5. I had it, once again, we're pretty much the same. I had it at 36. I think it's fantastic, great live. My only downside to it is when it comes to the version they've got, that live version that's recorded, and also now the Sawmill Sessions version that is available and out there, goes on a bit. I mean, you know, that's what it's supposed to do. And obviously as a live song, you know, the fact they then just kept playing it and playing it and playing it and doing the sort of, you know, Noel leaving his guitar, feeding back and things like that. That was sort of the whole point. But as a listening experience, I normally skip all that stuff after Liam goes joob, 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 bar. Then I'd like give it a minute and then maybe skip because I think it does go on a bit. I get that's the point, but it's just not that interesting to me to listen to. So probably goes down a few places for that. But yeah, fantastic cover. If you're going to do the Beatles, do something different. They did do something different here, but they still captured what was great about the song with all the chord changes and everything, but they just put their stamp on it. Liam's vocal is great. My favourite version is the Earl's Court version with the bootleg Beatles, but yeah, absolutely fantastic cover version. Right, at 34, we have Fucking in the Bushes, and I only had this at 55, actually, which is surprising. I would have thought I'd have it a bit higher. I probably knocked it down a few places just because it is an instrumental. So can you really kind of have any extra sort of, you know, you're always going to miss out on that extra level of magic if it's instrumental because you haven't got lyrics. And to me, lyrics are always a big thing. But in terms of an instrumental, is absolutely perfect. It's brilliant. The usage of its usage in Snatch is brilliant. Its usage in Liam's walk-on song is great. So, you know, it is a fantastic instrumental. Brilliant way to start that album. And yeah, really, really well put together. Love all the samples from the Isle of Wight film as well. They really add loads to it. So yeah, absolutely fantastic. You guys had it at 34. I had it at 55. All right, 33, we have Married with Children from Definitely Maybe. I had it at 51, so a little bit lower. Really interesting one. And what I always think is funny about this is that this made the album when it was literally a demo recorded in Mark Coyle's bedroom. And yet the rest of the album, they had to like re-record it twice, you know, and you think the amount of time and money you spend in studios. And yet that song, they just did it in a bedroom and it sounds absolutely fine. You sort of think, do they really need to have that much hassle of doing things in studios when, you know, one of the songs was just done in a bedroom? And I know it's like an acoustic song with all it's really got is the acoustic guitar and a little bit of lead over the top. But yeah, fantastic song, very interesting and different for Oasis. Is it a perfect little funny closer on the end of the album? I liked it when they rocked it up when they did it live, when they did it electric. But I still like the acoustic-y way that they finished the album with it. So yeah, really good. And love the lyrics as well. Once again, that's what we like. We like these little moments of kitchen sink drama. Your music's shite, it keeps me up all night. Love all that stuff. Right, so that is 33. I had it 51. At 32, we have Come On Feel the Noise. Cover of the Slade song from 1996 on the Don't Look Back in Anger single. I had it a bit higher. I had it 27, about five places higher. I think this is brilliant. This is exceptional. This is peak Oasis for me. This is absolutely what I want from Oasis. Liam's vocal great. The sound of the recording is great. It is just majestic. It's funny. You know, all the like the starting and ending has got silly stuff happening. Great chat. This was just prime, perfect Oasis in 1996. I was there for it at the time and I'm still there for it now. Love it. Right, at number 31, we have Round Our Way. 31, I've got this at 10. Interestingly, when I've done these before, I've had Round Our Way a lot higher. I think I've had Round Our Way like at sort of 4 or 5. I think when it came to this one, as I said, these change all the time for me, my personal feelings about these. Probably after talking about Round Our Way a lot and having it higher up in things, I've probably maybe listened to it then quite a lot and then sort of not gone off it really, but, you know, just sort of other things have sort of jumped up and taken its place a bit. So I've got it at 10, which is still very high and obviously higher than you guys have got it at 31. But yeah, what a very, very special song. I'll always remember the White Room version. That's what really sticks out to me. But yeah, it was just, this is what Oasis is for me. It's joyous, it's bouncy. Lyrics are, once again, fantastic. All that stuff. The game is kicking off and around the park. It's 25 aside and before it's dark. Yeah, I love that because that reminds you, this is what I was doing. You know, I'm crap at football, but still, I was out there, you know, every lunchtime playing football, in the summer holidays, kicking a ball around in the park. That was our life, you know, and so Oasis just captured it perfectly. Love it. Right, 30, we have Hello. Cover of the Lionel Richie song. No, not really. Cover of the... Maybe they could have done a Lionel Richie song, actually. Then there wouldn't be any connections to Gary Glitter. But there we go. Cover of the original, but with elements of the Gary Glitter song. 4.33 out of 5. So we're getting into some pretty decent scores now. I had it a little bit higher at 26. And it's epic, isn't it? It's a brilliant way to start the album. And once again, this is another really interesting one. Similar to Roll With It, in that you think of it as like a really upbeat, bouncy song, but the lyrics are really quite sad. It's never going to be the same because the years are falling by like the rain. It's like, it's a sad, like, you know, time's ticking away. I'll never get these days back and that sort of thing. That's sort of the message of it. But yeah, it just sounds so fun and bouncy and enjoyable. I think the way that Liam delivers the, like, the snarl and everything is absolutely brilliant. And it's just an absolutely classic Oasis track. Brilliant way to start the album. And I've got it at 26. You guys have it at 30. All right, here's a big disparity. 29, we have Don't Go Away, 4.34 out of 5. I had it at number 5. I've got it a lot higher. I think I normally have this at like 3 or 4, actually, so I'm not sure why it's down at number 5, but there we go. I mentioned earlier about that moment when I heard the Oasis songs from Be Here Now after coming back from holiday and having the tape played to me. Don't Go Away straight away blew me away. I'll remember to this day hearing Liam sing the chorus for the first time. And oh God, I still get hairs stick up on the back of my neck when I even think about it. It's so beautiful. The way he delivers it, his voice, the production, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Yeah, it is kind of a rewrite of Slide Away, but I don't care about that. It is just an absolutely incredible song. Everything about it is great. You and me, what's going on? All we seem to know is how to show the feelings that are wrong. That's great writing as well, you know. Down my education, I can't find the words to say all the things caught in my mind. That's great, you know. Brilliant lyrics, brilliant melody, great production. Just all in all, fantastic song. Although it was ripped off from the Real People, but you know, let's not go there. Right, 28, I have Do You Know What I Mean? You guys had it at 28. I had it a bit higher at 21. It's another one that's tied to my memory of seeing it for the first time, hearing it for the first time, on hearing it on the radio when they said, oh, we're going to play the new Oasis single, like, next. And I couldn't believe it. I was so excited, and just so blown away by it. You know, when you heard, when it went into that I Met My Maker part, thinking that was the chorus. And then when it went into the All My People Right Here, Right Now, and going, oh, there's another chorus, wow, and just being amazed by it. And, you know, go into the massive guitar solo when we're about 4 minutes in, we think it's still going. What an incredible song. So bold to come back with that. Just so exciting at the time, being just turned 17 and really excited about BNL coming out. Yeah, really, really special. I've got it at 21. You guys have it at 28. 27, we have Gas Panic. I've got it quite a bit higher at 13. This is probably the sort of quintessential kind of cool choice for an Oasis song, because, you know, a lot of people don't know it. Album track from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants that's not that well known unless you're a big fan. And yeah, and it's a really, really very interesting and strange song. Strangely simple, actually, when we did the breakdown on Oasis A to Z, and you actually look at the chords and go, well, there's only about three chords in this whole thing. So that's surprising, because when you think about Gas Panic, it just feels like a complex song, but it really does show that, you know, if the it doesn't need to be significantly strange or different in the composition if the arrangement is interesting. And so all of the sounds and all of the drum sample and the guitars and everything, yeah, it really makes for a very, very special song. And obviously, once again, lyrics, incredible lyrics, you know, really very special. What tongueless ghost of sin crept through my curtain? Although something came up recently, I think, didn't it, that's ripped off from somewhere? I can't remember now, but yes, I think that is ripped off from somewhere, actually. But yeah, anyway, even if it is ripped off, it doesn't matter, because, you know, ripping off, knowing what to rip off, is a skill in itself. So yeah, great track, Gas Panic. I had it at 13. You had it at 27. All right, 26, we have Let's All Make Believe. Now, this is a track that I've got at 3. So massive disparity here. 26 for you, 4.39 out of 5. So just, you know, about almost half of you are saying 5 out of 5. And then the rest of you saying 4 or below. So yeah, I can understand that. I know some people maybe don't know it because it's only a B-side. Once again, this is another track that's probably only really for the big Oasis fans. Maybe some sort of casual Twitter followers have gone, oh, I don't know that one, I'll give it a 2 or a 3, because if I don't know it, it can't be that good. But yeah, that to me is a peak of Noel Gallagher songwriting. This is a really, really special track. It really does have that sort of, once again, another one. How many in a row have we had with great lyrics now? Another one with absolutely brilliant lyrics. Really summarising kind of the band itself, you know, the relationship between the brothers, it feels like. And yeah, and Noel, where he was at that time in his life, going through that difficult with giving up drugs and everything. This really does feel very, very special. Should have been on the album, definitely. Why it wasn't on the album, I have no idea. Maybe Noel still thought he was in kind of 1995 and writing banging songs every 10 minutes, because, you know, it's sort of, you know, did he think he was going to come up with a load of better ones, but then didn't in the end? But yeah, when you think that, you know, I Can See a Liar and Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is made the album and this didn't, it's quite a strange choice. But yeah, I think this is an absolutely brilliant song, one of my favourite songs of all time by anyone, let alone Oasis. But you guys obviously didn't think it was that great. You have it at 26. I have it at 3. Ready? Okay, 25, we have Sad Song, bonus track from Definitely Maybe. I had it at 30, so I do think this is absolutely brilliant, but I've got it a little bit lower. I think it's in the great category. I think it's maybe kind of overshadowed by things like Talk Tonight. But I've got a bit more well-known over the years and a bit more kind of cultural resonance about them. Maybe because it's not on an album proper, that sort of people don't hear it as much, but I've always loved it. Been great to get sort of, it'd be nice to have the full Liam version of it. Obviously we've had like little snippets and people have now made AI versions and things, but, and Liam's covered it obviously, but yeah, it's a really, really special song. But yeah, I just think it's not quite as good as sort of Talk Tonight and a few of the other acoustic songs, but yeah, very, very special. 24, we have Bring It On Down. I had it slightly lower at 32. Bring It On Down, one of, if not the sort of best in terms of Oasis out and out punky, you know, rock tunes, brilliant drumming, great guitars screeching all the way through. Yeah, absolutely fantastic example of sort of early era Oasis. Great lyrics, hilarious, you know, your head's in a fish tank, stuff like that is just brilliant. So yeah, great track. 24 for you, 32 for me. All right, 23, we have Stop Crying Your Heart Out, single from Heathen Chemistry. I had this at 53. I've got it quite a bit lower. You guys got it at 4 point, the average score was 4.43 out of 5. So we're almost at, you know, averaging 4.5 now. And almost in the top 20. So, yeah, I understand that people, you know, a lot of people absolutely love this. There's a lot of people's sort of favourite song or in their top 10. And I can see why a lot of you have given it 5 out of 5. Personally, for me, I think it's a bit of a slog. I think it's a bit of a Oasis trying to write an Oasis anthem, you know, when the sort of that, you know, looking back to tracks that had been big in the Morning Glory era, like Masterplan and things like that. But I just don't think he really nails it here. It feels a bit like he's trying too hard, if that makes sense. And I find it a bit ploddy. All of the stars are fading away. It just feels a little bit slow. And yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I absolutely love it, but there's, you know, it does become a bit of a skip track for me. And obviously it's on one of the weaker albums, so that sort of maybe doesn't necessarily help it as well. Okay, number 22, we have Fade Away, B-side from a Definitely Maybe era. I've got it at 28, so I've got a few places lower, but relatively similar. 4.46 out of 5. I think this is fantastic, absolutely brilliant song, you know, really well produced. So obviously we've got kind of two recorded versions. We've got the rocky B-side version, or then we've got the more chilled acoustic-y Help album version, both of which I think are great in their own way. Yes, it rips off Wham, Freedom, but I don't mind that too much. It's just fantastic. You know, I love the way that Oasis would do these sort of out and out kind of punky, rocky songs, but then they've got like really interesting and sort of quite introspective chords. It feels quite Buzzcocks in that way. You know, While We're Living, The Dreams We Have as Children Fade Away is absolutely fantastic. Great song in either version. Very interesting, very like quirky and different. And you can tell when people, you know, this was one that was in the early live sets, and you could tell people, I can imagine this being one that you'd go like, wow, what was that? That's another great song, you know, when you're watching this band live. So yeah, absolutely fantastic. You had it at 22. Right, 21, we have Stay Young. Now, Stay Young, I've often said, is sort of my favourite Oasis song. In this instance, I have it at number 7, because I think in this ranking, I've tried to be a bit more less sort of subjective and tried to be a bit more objective and just sort of said, you know, well, what's genuinely the best songs here? What genuinely means the most to people or has had the most impact? Or, you know, when you look and break it down as a song itself. And I think that Stay Young, while it means a lot to me personally, maybe there are other songs that are a bit better than it. But anyway, but still, I've got it quite a bit higher. I've got it in 7th because I do think it is absolutely brilliant. The structure, the lyrics, I love, like, you know, the way it sort of, the way it rises and falls, you know, heart of my soul and a thing that is not quite right, down, and then it's, that goes down and it goes up again, da, 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 hey. And that's why I use it in the podcast, because I just think it's a really dynamic kind of piece of music to sort of have, you know, to finish a podcast with. So I love it. And obviously the message is absolutely fantastic. You know, Stay Young and Invincible. Brilliant. Right, I have it 7. You have it at 21. Okay, into the top 20 now. And here is a big disparity. Columbia, you have it at 20. I have it at... Do I have it in last? No, I have it at 71. So I have it about halfway. I think there's, what, 140-odd songs. So I have it 71. So I've got it pretty much smack in the middle. Middle of the road for me. You guys obviously love it. 4.49 out of 5 we're up to now. So pretty much, you know, we're probably getting majority 5s and then a few sort of 4s, 3s, 2s. They've dragged it down a bit. But yeah, and I get it. You know, I get that people love it. And, you know, and thinking about hearing the sort of the original version, if that was the first thing you heard of Oasis back in the... know, hearing it on Radio 1 or whatever, you think, oh, this is cool. This is a cool new Manchester band. I think it's great. I think that live versions of it are great, especially the when they played it in 2001 at, like, Barrowlands and that tour. Fantastic. But for me, it's a plodder. It goes on too long. It sort of, it does my head in. I need to skip it. I don't generally enjoy listening to it. And I just, as a fan of sort of interesting songwriting, it's sort of not an interesting song. It's only got 3 chords. It just repeats over and over again exactly the same thing. It's only got about 2 lines of melody. I do love it when they do the come on, come on, come on, yeah, yeah, yeahs live and stuff. That's really where it peaks. But yeah, especially as a recorded song, nah, it's never done it for me. I'm sorry. Now, 19, we have one that you may have heard of. It's called Wonderwall. I had it a bit lower at 25. It's hard to argue against Wonderwall, isn't it? Because it is very, very good song. Obviously, it wouldn't be, you know, one of the most successful songs of all time by any artist ever if it wasn't kind of a brilliant song. And it is a brilliant song. It is well written. The first time I heard it, I just thought it was a bit weird, like the fact it's acoustic-y, the fact it's got sort of the Indian drumming. I was like, oh yeah, that's that weird, like, acoustic-y one, is my sort of what I thought at the time. So then when it came out as a single and went massive, I couldn't believe it, because I just thought it was weird. And how could that weird sort of song with that, like, maybe says me chorus, I just didn't think it was going to be that big. So really taken aback when it became like the song. I had it at 25. It's hard to sort of analyze it because, you know, that's why I sort of have to go back to thinking about before it became Wonderwall, this, like, world encompassing song. And, you know, thankfully I can remember how I felt first hearing it. And every now and then I'll put it on and I'll try to sort of strip everything away and just hear it for what it is. But it's very hard. The one thing I love when it kicks in, the vocal and things, is just incredible. And the production's great. The cellos and or the synth cellos or whatever they are fantastic. It is a really special song, obviously, but you know, it's just I've heard it a bit too much. I don't think it's, as I said, strip away all of that, and you know, it's a very good song, but it's not to me up there with the best. So I've got it at 25. You had it at 19. All right, this is interesting. At number 18. And the first song to average over 4.5 is averaging 4.53, is a song I have at number one, which is Don't Look Back in Anger. Now, how could you guys only have put Don't Look Back in Anger at number 18? I can only think that there's a lot of people deliberately kind of scoring it low, or maybe giving it a four because, you know, they sort of, maybe because they're sick of it, or I don't know. But yeah, for me, there's no way this isn't a five. This to me is one of the best songs of all time by any artist. I just think it's brilliantly produced. The piano, Noel's vocal is amazing. The structure of the song, the way it builds, the lyrics, everything about the song to me is perfection. So for me, it's number one. You guys have only got it at 18. Wow, shocking. All right, 17, we have Cast No Shadow, 4.56 out of 5. I had it very similar. I had it 16. Cast No Shadow, brilliant acoustic-y sort of song on What's the Story, Morning Glory. Great lyrics again. I think it loses a few points because it repeats the verse. The second verse, I think that would probably lift it up a bit for me. But yeah, a very, very special song. You know, a bold choice as well, you know, having that big falsetto in the chorus. Pride! Yeah, that's not what you'd necessarily expect from the band that did, you know, Definitely Maybe. You know, it's another one that must have people gone, you know, a lot of people must have just gone like, wow, that's not the Definitely Maybe band, you know. But yeah, I know I absolutely loved it when it came out and I still love it now. It's a very, very special song. Yes, you have it at 17, I have it at 16. At 16 is Cigarettes and Alcohol from Definitely Maybe, 4.56. I had it at number 9, so I had it a little bit higher. What an incredible song this is. This is, for me, perfect kind of rockin' Oasis song. Yes, it rips off T-Rex, but no problem with that because it does it in a really, really cool way. So, yeah, I think it works really well. I just love the production of it. I love the video, that sort of ties in with really well. Once again, fantastic lyrics. Is it worth the aggravation to find yourself a job when there's nothing worth working for is one of the best lyrics of all time for me. So yeah, an absolutely incredible song. I've got it at 9, you guys have it at 16. At number 15, interestingly, we have Stand By Me. And similar to Roll It Over, I wonder if we did this a few years ago, whether Stand By Me would be this high, because I think the Halifax advert and then the fact that Liam's been playing it live has probably lifted it up quite a lot, because it's become much more of an anthem now and a really special one when played live. So, yeah.
At Halifax, we provide more mortgages than any other UK lender, helping people buy the place they call home. Halifax, it's a people thing.
But personally, you know, I've always liked it, especially obviously the famous sort of Boneheads pool version that was on the documentary that came out the same week as Be Here Now. Everyone's always loved that, and that is now available to download and stream, so that's really cool. But yeah, it's not one that is really in the top sort of five for me, and it is one from Be Here Now that sort of suffers from the from being a bit too long as well. But you know, it is very, very special, and I even like the fact that it's got sort of quirkiness and that it's sort of a typical kind of love song, and the first line is "made a meal and threw it up on Sunday," which is great. It was a brilliant first line, so love that. Maybe that's how the girl got a dirty shirt, because he puked on her. Don't know. Right, number 14, we have Rockin' Chair. I have this a little bit higher. I've got it at 11. Once again, like Let's All Make Believe and Gas Panic, this is another one of those sort of ones that, if you're cool and you know about Oasis, then it's probably one of your favourites. It's got a real kind of REM sort of vibe to me. It's sort of very chilled. Obviously, it's a rips off the real people as well, so so much so they had to give him a credit. But yeah, so I think this is a very, very special song. Beautiful lyrics. Liam delivers it so well. He was so young, and yet he comes across as like a, you know, an old man looking back on his life, which once again, and Noel writing like an old man looking back on his life. He was only like 24, so incredible. But yeah, love this one. I've got it at 11. You have it at 14. Okay, 13. We're now up to 4.68 out of 5. So primarily fives now you guys are giving these. I have this at 20. It is Listen Up. Great B-side from Definitely Maybe era. I always kind of lump this in with Fade Away. They're very different songs, but for me, they've both got that same sort of vibe. Maybe because the Listen Up's been done acoustically as well. So I sort of, you know, it's two songs that have got that kind of sort of rockier version and then acoustic-y versions as well. But I love this. Yes, it's sort of, it's probably reminiscent of Slide Away again. But yeah, really, really special song, you know, and that the way that Liam sings it, especially, this is maybe one of Liam's best vocals, right at the top of his range, especially that One Fine Day, Gonna Leave You All Behind, how he delivers that. And it's such a special one. It always makes me think of Katie Georgiou, this one, because she always talks about this song so eloquently. But yeah, I absolutely love that track. What an incredible, brilliant, beautiful song with a great message. And yeah. And another one that sort of got that kind of stripped down, kind of heavy guitar sort of sound, but then really beautiful lyrics, you know, and that, like, I don't mind being on my own. And you got that sound. It's just fantastic. It's just very, very special. So I can see why you guys have primarily given it 5 out of 5. I'd give it a, you know, 4.5, 5. So yeah, absolutely love it. I have it at 20. You've got it at 13. At 12, we have Acquiesce. We're really into the classics now, aren't we? Acquiesce at 12, obviously B-side of Some Might Say. 4.69 out of 5. I had it a little bit lower at 18. I do love it. It's obviously one of my favourite songs. Maybe just drops down a little bit because of over-familiarity, hearing it a lot. And obviously we did that lockdown version of it a few years ago now. That was really good fun. If you haven't heard that, make sure you go and check that out. But I'll link it below if I remember. But it's sort of, you know, so maybe heard it a little bit too much because of that. And the melody is quite simple. You know, you've got the verse melody, which is which pretty much just repeats over and over again. And then because we need each other. So it's not the most complex melody, especially like, you know, looking at Listen Up. Listen Up's got a far more complex melody, but there's just something so special about it. And especially the way they played it live, you know, opening the show, you know, Main Road and those gigs that, you know, captured on There and Then and everything. That's what always jumps out. And it's just so amazing seeing, thinking back to that sort of, those concerts and stuff, and love it, absolutely love it. You know, Liam's played it live over the last few years, which is still great, but you know, you need Noel. It's probably the one moment in the concert where I really feel that lack of Noel. Cast in Shadow as well, when he's played that, you feel like you need Noel there for the backing vocals. But anyway, not happening anytime soon.
Obviously, the little fella's still sulking somewhere. So I'm going to... But the tunes are still fucking cool. And they've got to be done. Right? They have to be done. So I need your help in the choruses. All right. The words are on the fucking screen. There's no excuses, man.
Eleven, we have Half the World Away. It's another one that's scored 4.69. I have this quite a bit lower, actually, at 44. So I really love the song, but once again, maybe one that I've heard a little bit too much. Very, very special. Obviously, the royal family tie-in is a big element of that because that was a great show. Recently, I don't think I've said this on the podcast before, I was playing this and my youngest, who's 11, is sort of into kind of old school TV adverts. You know, we'll often flick on YouTube like a collection of old TV adverts or whatever, and he just finds them so interesting. And you know, we have clubs often in the house, and you know, if you like a lot of chocolate on your best, and I started playing Half the World Away, and he just started singing. Instead of, I would like to leave this city, if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit. And it fits so well.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. If you like a lot of chocolate
on your biscuit, join our club.
A lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join up.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join
up. I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I put myself into a soul asylum, 'cause I can feel the warning signs running around my mind.
It fits really well. So, did Noel rip off the club advert? I don't know. Maybe it's a coincidence. But yeah, either way, they're both brilliant songs, the club advert and Half the World Away. I've got it a little bit lower. I'm not sure really. I suppose it's just it's one that I probably take for granted because I've heard it so much. But it is brilliant. It is really special. Everything about it, the composition, the production, the little pause for the clap, clap, you know, it's great. Maybe that's a bit harsh. I should move that up a bit, I reckon. But anyway, it is what it is. For now, you have it at 11. All right, into the big top 10. Some Might Say is at number 10, 4.7 out of 5. I had it a bit lower at 19. I love it. I think it's great. I've always found it a little bit slow, though. I think on an episode a few years ago, I sped it up about 20%. I think it works a lot better sped up. I think it's a bit sort of stodgy. But in terms of a song structure and everything, the verse, middle, eight, chorus, I think it's probably as strong as anything up there with Don't Look Back in Anger. And maybe if it's a little bit faster, maybe the lyrics would be a bit better, and then it would be sort of top 10 for me. But I've got it a little bit lower at 19.
Yeah.
But yeah, very, very special song. It means a lot to me. You know, that was the first sort of thing that I went out and bought of Oasis. New was the Some Might Say single. So yeah, it always means a lot. I remember cycling home, holding that, and then getting back and listening to it and hearing all the B-sides. Love it. All right, number 9, we have Whatever. 4.71 out of 5. Once again, I've got this a little bit lower at 24. I still love it. I think it's a brilliant track. It's got, you know, incredible strings, and it was such a bold choice for Oasis to come back and do this at that time when people were expecting, you know, some more sort of Definitely Maybe style songs to then come back with like this acoustic-y song with strings all the way through it. Very bold choice. But yeah, very, very special. The Here In My Mind, you know, you might find section probably lifts it up a notch as well. So yeah, great song, brilliantly arranged, great strings put together by Nick Ingman, who I've spoke to on the podcast before. And yeah, great vocal from Liam. Right, number 8, we have Rock and Roll Star. Another one I've got a little bit lower. I've got it at 15. Great track, obviously. It's opening track from Definitely Maybe, and what a brilliant, brilliant way to start the album. Great sort of statement of intent at the start of the album. Great message. Like you said, you know, singing that in a pub to, you know, 10 people in the boardwalk. I'm a rock and roll star. No, you're not, mate. But yeah, it was such a great, bold statement. And yeah, having covered it as well, I covered it as a kid, you know, in a band. And you know, it's just a cool thing to stand on stage. I even did it in karaoke a few years ago and loved it. It's a really great song to sing. And it's got, you know, once again, brilliant structure. Then they said I should feed my head. That to me was just a day in bed. You know, all that sort of stuff is great fun. It's just rock and roll at the end. Love it. Only criticism, I think it maybe goes on a bit long. At the end, it's sort of, for track one of an album, I think it should have come to a bit more of an abrupt end so we crack on with the next song, because it sort of drags on a bit at the end. And if it was the closing track, that'd be fine. But as the opening track, I sort of think, oh, come on, let's hear the next one, you know? So, yep. That probably loses a few places, but it is obviously a legendary song. All right, 7, we have Talk Tonight. I have it at 12. This scored 4.74 out of 5. So we're really into the pretty much everyone was choosing 5 now, except for a few dickheads. Talk Tonight, really exceptional, special song. This is, this is the best sort of acoustic Oasis track for me. It's so brilliantly put together. If this was a Beatles song, like a Yesterday or something, it would be up there with one of their best songs as well. This is just a really special song. Obviously, it comes from, you know, like all Noel's best songs, they come from a place of true meaning. We've all known the story about him sort of disappearing off tour and shacking up with Melissa Lim and, you know, then writing this when he was in such a messed up place. And it comes through. And even the stuff like, you know, all your dreams are made of strawberry lemonade. You know, it's a bit quirky, and but it means a lot because it's a bit weird. You know, you can kind of get the meaning of it, even though it doesn't really mean anything, but it does. You know, you get it. You get it. So I love this track. You got it at 7. I have it at 12. Okay, at 6, and I had it at 6, Champagne Supernova. 4.75 out of 5. What more can you say about Champagne Supernova? Absolutely incredible, brilliant song. Similar to Don't Look Back in Anger, in it, it's fantastically arranged. You know, having had the you know, the way it starts and then the way it builds and then falls. It's a you know, it's an epic and very bold and strange song. You know, for in terms of structure, you know, if you imagine if you're writing a song, would you do it that way? Would you build and fall it that way? You know, it's sort of it's a strange one, but people don't really think about it. You just hear it and you love it, and you know, you sing along to the guitar solo and whatever you do. But very, very special, strange, you know, Beatlesy song. So yeah, great work from Oasis. Champagne Supernova at number 6. At number 5, I had it at number 8, we have Morning Glory. Morning Glory from obviously the What's the Story Morning Glory album. And this for me is a very, very special track. It's one I'm always happy to put on. Yes, it's a bit of a rip-off of R.E.M., The One I Love, but we don't mind that too much. I think it's sort of the sound of the guitars, Liam's vocal, everything about it just rocks. The famous, I've told this story 100 times in the pod, but the fact that you hear a little snippet of this track at the start of Acquiesce is such a clever idea, because it was almost like a little Easter egg that then paid off later when you bought the album. So yeah, when I remember hearing it for the first time, being like, I know this song. Why do I know that? What's the story? I know that. Where have I heard that? And only finding out like weeks later. Obviously, if this was if this was now, you'd have the Oasis podcast, and the Oasis podcast would tell you about it. But back then, there was no one to talk to about it, so I just had to like figure it out and go back through all my Oasis singles and realised what it was. But yeah, very, very special song, one that I'm always happy to listen to, especially walking around, you know, because it says walk into the sound of my favorite tune. So, you know, you always stick that on and walk around to the sound of your favorite tune. Gets a great reception when Liam plays it, although I think it's probably could do with a rest now, Liam. He's done it pretty much every gig. So, fantastic track. You had it at 5. I had it at 8. Okay, top 4 now, and this is now, these are all quite close actually, so this one got 4.87 out of 5, I only had it at number 17, you had it at 4, and it is Supersonic. So Supersonic, obviously very, very special, important track, Oasis' first proper single. A lot of people who were there from the early days, obviously it was their introduction to the band. I obviously came a little bit later. So, but what a really remarkable track. And people just sort of seem to think about it, you know, for the opening drums and I need to be myself, you know, which is obviously great and special. But I think what's really cool is that chorus, you know. And the way it builds into it, but before tomorrow, my friend said, often like building into a chorus really can make the chorus special. You know, like that's something that Don't Look Back in Anger does really well. You ain't gonna burn my heart out. Pause. And so, whereas this does the same thing. But before tomorrow, because my friend said, it's just like, well, that before tomorrow makes you think, well, what's going to happen before tomorrow? You know, you want to know the answer. It asks the question and then the chorus gives you the answer. So that's just exceptional songwriting. And apparently made it up on the spot while eating a Chinese. But yeah, fantastic song. Supersonic. I had it a little bit lower at 17. You guys have it at 4. All right, only 0.01 ahead of it, 4.88 out of 5. Number 3, I've got it at number 4. It is The Master Plan. The Master Plan, this is now Noel's highest vocal. Exceptional track. The Master Plan, obviously a B-side, which is just stupid. One of the best songs of all time, written by anyone, let alone Oasis. Really, really special. Just the kitchen sink is thrown at this one from the little bits of sort of chat at the start, count me in, all that sort of stuff, through to the little I'd like to be under the sea in Octopus's Garden at the end. you know, and everything in between, the strings, da-na-na-na-na-na-dum-dum-dum, all that sort of stuff is just incredible. Noel's vocal is great. The production is great. The arrangement, the composition, everything you could want. The lyrics, I've said before, I don't really like it when Noel does kind of, you know, all things to all men, deliberately anthemic lyrics. But yeah, I don't mind it here. Dance if you want to dance. Please, brother, take a chance. All we know is that we don't know how it's going to be. Please, brother, let it be. It's just like the way it runs on. Each line runs on to the next line. It works really, really well. And then dance if you want to dance. Please, brother, take a chance. You know they're going to go. Which way they want to go. We know is that we don't know how it's going to be. Please, brother, let it be. Life on the other hand won't make us understand. We're all part of a master plan. So, yeah, one of the best songs ever written. Absolutely love it. Never get tired of it. Number 3 for you guys, number 4 for me, we have The Master Plan. All right, number 2 for you guys and number 2 for me, we have... Now, have you been doing your keeping track here? This is interesting. Okay, so let's talk about what the top 2 are. The top 2 are Live Forever and Slide Away. One of them got 4.92 out of 5. One of them got 4.90 out of 5. At number 2 is Slide Away. So that means number 1 is Live Forever. So Slide Away at number 2. I had it at number 2 because I had Don't Back in Anger at number 1. But yeah, to me, Slide Away... It, at times I do have it as my number 1 because I just think it's sort of like I was saying about Listen Up or It's Good to Be Free. I love those Oasis songs that have got that kind of moodiness. They've got the heavy guitars and everything, but there's kind of, it's not grungy, it's not kind of, it, there's just something about it that's just kind of, it's not indie, it's not the Smiths, it's not the Jam, it's something, it's its own thing. You know, that Oasis do, or Oasis did back then, better than anyone. And no one's ever really captured that again. You know, I've never found anyone, any other band that have really got that. And I don't really understand why, because it's quite, you know, it's simple songs and simple production, really. But they just did it better than anyone. And Slide Away is the best example of that in terms of structure, in terms of melody, the production, everything about it is brilliant. But it's less, you know, Don't Look Back in Anger is a song that I think your granny could love or your 4-year-old kids could love. Whereas Slide Away is a bit different. Slide Away is still got, there's a dark weirdness to it that, you know, it's not for everyone. It's for Oasis fans. And if you know it, you love it. If you know it, you know this is one of the best songs of all time. You know, and to me, it's the chorus. It's that now that your mind will find a way. It's brilliant the way he sings that. And on an album, you know, it's a love song. And yet it's delivered in this dark, weird, aggressive way. You know, it's just really, really special. So, yeah, Slide Away is at 2. And I had it at 2. And so that means number 1 is Live Forever. I had Live Forever at 14. Live Forever's never been one of my favourites. It's always, obviously it was a special one. It was super important at the time. But it's never been one that jumped out to me. It was never like my favourite on Definitely Maybe, when I got Definitely Maybe recorded on a cassette tape when I first got it. It was never one that stuck out to me a huge amount. every now and then I'll sort of put it on and listen to it. Obviously, with Noel's recent cover version of it, it sort of had a bit of a resurgence again, if it needed a resurgence, because it's always been sort of, heralded as one of, if not their best songs. For me, the verse sort of lets it down a little bit, that maybe I don't really want to know. It's never really jumped out to me that as being that amazing. The middle eight, maybe I just want to fly, I want to live, I don't want to die. The best moment for me is that maybe I will never be all the things that I'm meant to be. Now is not the time to cry, now's the time to find out why. That section, that line is brilliant, and that's as good as anything Oasis ever did. The guitar solos are great and really, really melodic and clever and well produced. And really special. And and the whole thing, similar to like saying about Slide Away, it's got that feel. It's got that Oasis early feel that is just different and special to anyone else, and really does jump out to you as being an incredible sound. For me, it's just the structure of the song isn't quite as strong as like Don't Go Away or Master Plan or Don't Go Back in Anger. Things like that, I think, have just got a better kind of verse chorus. If you broke it down to those elements, I think those have got sort of better structure. But I completely understand why so many people would give this a 5 out of 5, which is really why it's come out as the number one Oasis song, according to you guys. So there we go. We got through it. 3 episodes, 142 songs discussed. Everything's been covered. Just clarify how my top 10 would work. I would have 10 Round Our Way, 9 Cigarettes and Alcohol, 8 Morning Glory, 7 Stay Young, 6 Champagne Supernova, 5 Don't Go Away, 4 The Master Plan, 3 Let's Will Make Believe, 2 Slide Away, and 1 Don't Look Back in Anger. So that would be my choice. But as I said, I completely get where you guys were coming from with your choices. Very, very special. All right, that will do it for today. So thank you everyone for listening and putting up with me just talking at you for hours. I promise we'll have some more guests on again very, very soon. But what do you think? Did you agree with this ranking? I mean, you can't argue with it because that was what the people chose. It was you guys voting on Twitter that chose it. So you can't really blame one person or another because, you know, it was everybody. And I do think this is probably the biggest ever ranking of Oasis songs because each one got 400 or 500 votes and there's 140 songs. So that's probably about 70,000 individual clicks, you know, which is pretty nuts, really, to think. You know, 70,000 times someone pressed on their phone or on their computer 5 or 4 or 3 rating these songs. But anyway, that's what happened. We've had the results. If I had to have guessed what would have happened, I would have guessed that it would be Live Forever versus Slide Away in the final, because all these things do tend to end up as Live Forever versus Slide Away. And and that's how it turned out. But Live Forever has pinched it. So there we go. Thank you very much for listening. Do feel free to get in touch. Oasis Podcast on X, formerly known as Twitter. Oasis Pod on Instagram. Drop me an email, oasispod@gmail.com. Follow us over on YouTube at Oasis Podcast Channel. And that will do it for today. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and live forever.